sisters Lillian, Joy, and Mary have always loved their hometown of Gulf Shores, Alabama. They reflect about their childhood on the Gulf at StoryCorps, growing up as the daughters of a fisherman and fond memories of their grandparents. The eldest sister, Lillian, shares how she married a shrimper and helped start the popular Gulf Shores Shrimp Festival, an event that has become a big tradition and has helped increase tourism in the town over the years.
Okay, since we're talking about old times, let's talk about our childhood memories.
There was no highway down to the beach in Gulf Shores, Alabama at that time. And so our dad would take us over to the beach occasionally, and there were high sand dunes, maybe 20 feet. I don't know, but for little children, they were large. And we would climb those sand dunes and then roll down and get all full of sand, and then we would run out into the Gulf and swim and wash off and go back.
And we got to go on a boat with our dad. We would ride the boat and we'd sing songs.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
With when you love
the sun above, waiting for the moon.
The old
accordion playing a sentimental tune. Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
There were other fun songs, too, yeah, like Mockingbird Hill, but we won't sing that for y'all. Do you remember going out to Grandma's, and what did we do?
Well, she had a rooster that jumped me one time, and we made noodle soup out of it.
We'd get in a pig pen and ride the pigs.
Oh, what's the story about the pigs?
One time, Grandma had made jelly, and she threw the grape hulls out, and they fermented. And she looked out, and all the hogs were laying down. She thought they were dead. She started crying. She said, there won't be kiffles, which are Hungarian pastries, and there won't be lard, and it's going to be a bad winter. And Grandpa pulled the wagon around with the mules to load the hogs, and all of a sudden one twitched, and one kind of snorted, and he says, you's not dead, you so-and-sos. You's just drunk. So the pigs were all drunk from the pulp.
Okay. What about the shrimp festival?
Oh, yes. I guess I'm partly responsible for the shrimp festival in Gulf Shores, Alabama. One Sunday, my husband took me over to Bayou Le Batre, and the boats paraded down the bayou, and it was so pretty. I had joined the local Gulf Shores Tourist Association at home, and I realized that that might be something that we were looking for, to bring business to Gulf Shores and tourists to Gulf Shores. I made an appointment, and I met with a Mr. Bill Prime, and I showed them the pictures of the Blessing of the Fleet. They got really excited about it. And one of the men said, well, they have a lobster festival in Maine. And the other one said, well, they have a clam fest in along the East Coast. And Mr. Prime thought for a minute, and he said, I've got it. Let's have a shrimp festival. Well, the next year, Jerry Sweet from the group we talked to came to my house and told me that they were having a festival in September. And he asked if I would have my church make gumbo. And they made 50 gallons of gumbo, and it sold out in 2 hours.
And Mama won the cooking contest with St. Paul's Shrimp.
Yeah, and there was a beauty contest also.
And an art contest, and my boy won first prize.
And then that evening, they had a street dance, and they put bales of hay down the line to block off the intersection. And then the festival ended with the wonderful fireworks display overlooking the Gulf of Mexico.
Now it's listed as one of the top most attractions in the country, and there's over 300 vendors that come. It started out so small.
Yeah, we had about 500 at the first festival, and last October they said they had over 300 people in Gulf Shores.
300,000.
300,000, I'm sorry. My idea, I played a small part in getting the shrimp festival started and putting us on the map.
We had a wonderful childhood.
We've been blessed.
And we're thankful for all that we've had, the best of times.
And one thing my mom taught us was if you're going to do a job, do it right. So we try really hard when we're doing something. And we hope we've done this story right where it'll be a credit to our community and the local people who first came to Gulf Shores so many years ago.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.